Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here.
Hello.
Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
The sun is out. It is the month of March. Mm-hmm. And that leads me to think a little bit about like spring break, which I know not everybody lives in the world of school schedules, but spring break's pretty universal, at least in the USA, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about making memories today. And I think when I was first diagnosed, one of the most, kind of the most thought that I had was really, she's not going to remember me. What if she doesn't remember me, right? Mm-hmm. And then as, you know, I think that just sort of formed how we moved forward as a family in terms of let's make memories.
No doubt.
Right?
Yep.
And
we no longer were, hey, it's important to save for retirement.
Yeah.
F that.
Yeah.
Let's go. And make memories and do that.
Yeah. Yes. And I think when I think about that, of course, it's easy to think about, oh, a big trip and stuff like that. But financially, we couldn't do big trips. We were broke.
Yep.
I wasn't working. I was on disability. You were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it became, okay, but what could we do to make a little memory? And mm-hmm. I think about when the kids were little, I remember one time, it's so easy to have it feel like everybody else is doing something that you're not or can't or whatever.
Especially with
social media, exactly. But I remember we had a chance to go to Grand Rapids, which is a little over an hour from us. And we did a hotel and your sister got us into the Butterfly House.
Yep.
Like, it's the little, that wasn't a hugely expensive trip for us. And I'm sure we were like paying attention to how much it all cost or whatever. But I look back at that and just go like, I hope that's the stuff that they remember, you know, mm-hmm. or even like things around the house, times that we have done fun things or I don't know.
Building a house or, you know, those kind of things. We have a lot of memories when our kids were young and building this house.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just like, yeah, I guess we chose to live where we do because we wanted our kids to have friends right next door and be able to kind of have a childhood that we thought would, again, build those memories, right?
And it did. And they're still friends and they're all young adults now and stuff, but they still get together all the time and they live all not even close to each other.
Yeah.
They live in the Midwest and still find time to
get
together. Mostly in the Midwest. Right. Yeah. All right. But they still try to get together and I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. So I just think that like I would, when I think about cancer, like living, especially younger women living with cancer and with families and stuff, I think it is good for everybody to be able to kind of put that cancer aside a little bit and, you know, do some fun things and, mm-hmm. you know, be it food or, I don't know, activities or...
Or if you can travel. I mean,
yes.
even when we were broke, we found a way to go to Florida over mm-hmm. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that on other people's dimes.
Yes.
Like
for sure.
Your parents.
Yeah, my parents have been super helpful in that.
And supported us in doing that. But man, the memories our kids have from that trip every year is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And for us, travel is awesome. We love travel. Our kids love travel. And we haven't been able to really travel except for maybe the last 10 years.
Yeah.
When we've, you know, finally had, we could squeeze enough or we could do different jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or even my brother was
Yes. So, you know, just doing those, we had never done that before in our lives. And we now do everything we can to do that.
Now I think it's even more like we could really use some new living room furniture, but
We would much. We could use a lot of things.
We would much rather travel.
100%.
Yep. Yes. Or even just keep making memories here. And that, I guess maybe I should say that too. Our house is not the cleanest. It's not the nicest. It, you know, we have to tell people how to use the ice maker so that it doesn't, you know, explode, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't stop us from hosting and from, you know, wanting to be a part of everything. And again, our daughter, we do this 4th of July thing that is really big. And these kids come, and by kids, I mean, they're in their 20s. They're all doing well for themselves and their parents. And it doesn't, like, I'm not going to overthink the fact that maybe their house was four times as big as mine, you know?
I don't care.
We know that memories are made by spending time together. And the way that you create it, the way that you approach it, right? In terms of doing that. So.
No doubt.
So anyway, I hope that you guys are making some memories and thinking about it. And sometimes it's really the simplest things. And yeah.
For sure.
Keep doing it. See ya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still here. After all these years, after all these tears I shed, I'm still here, and I'm walking this earth like I should be. There was days that I didn't know if I would be. Yeah, yeah. Now I stand tall with my feet in the ground and my head in the clouds, 'cause I'm still here like I should be. Yeah, yeah, like I knew that I could be. Here we go, here we go. I'm still here. Oh, oh, oh. I'm here. Hey everyone, I hope you love this episode of I'm Still Here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.